Lesson 7, Unit 2, 第二单元第七课。那么，两位朋友在海滩上碰到了，有一天他们又相遇了。Then, what do they talk about? 他们谈论了什么呢？ Please look. Ted and Bruce met again on boarding beach. Ted 和 Bruce 再次相遇。Bruce, you've come to serve again?
Yes, I've been serving every day.
It's such great fun.
Bruce, 你又来冲浪了。You've come to serve again.
Yes, I've been serving every day.
请注意，这个地方用了一个非常夸张的时态。我们语法里面把它叫现在完成进行时态。
就是我每天都在冲浪。
Have been serving 就表示一直都在冲浪。
那么这句话的含义呢，深层含义还是很深的。
Yes, I've been serving every day.
就是我整天脑筋里面环脑都是冲浪。有时候呢是直接在冲浪，有时候下去以后呢脑筋里面想的还是冲浪。所以用了一个非常夸张的语言。
So I've been serving every day.
意思是我每一天一直都在冲浪。
It's such great fun.
太有意思了。太刺激了。太激动人心了。
I don't think I can learn it. I've tried, but failed.
I don't think 是表示我自己的看法。我认为我是不能够学会冲浪的。
So I don't think I can learn it.
I've tried, 我已经试过了
but failed,
但却失败了。
You need more practice.
Oh, it's too hard for me, and I'm leaving for home tomorrow.
Really? Why so soon?
I've been here for 2 weeks already.
You need more practice.
你还需要更多的练习。
So practice 意思是实践的意思。
So you need more practice.
Oh, it's too hard for me.
那么对我来说太难了。
It's too hard for me to learn surfing.
啊，对我来说要学会冲浪啊是太难太难了。
And I'm leaving for term tomorrow.
而且明天我就要动身回家了。
I'm leaving for home tomorrow.
请注意，这个地方是用的一个现在进行时，表示将要做的动作。
So I'm leaving for home tomorrow.
Really? Why so soon?
真的吗？为什么这么快就要走？
I've been here for 2 weeks already.
我已经到这个地方来两个星期了。
I have been here for 2 weeks already.
Time flies.
啊，时间过得真快。时间在飞。
Time flies.
Next week.I have to go back to Beijing too.
下一周我也得回北京去了。
Next week, I have to go back to Beijing too.
By the way, where's your uncle?
Isn't he with you today?
哎，顺便还问一声，你叔叔呢？
Isn't he with you today?
今天他怎么没和你在一块儿？
No.He's gone to New Zealand on business.
He's gone to New Zealand. 他已经到新西兰去了。干什么呢？
On business.
去办他的公事，去进行商务活动。
He's gone to New Zealand on business.
他因公出差，或者因为有事出差到新西兰去了。在刚才这段对话里面，啊，尽管语句不长，但是呢出现了一些由现在完成时构成的一些新的结构。特别重要的呢是 have been 和 have gone to。 比如说我待这儿已经有两个星期了，他说 I have been here for 2 weeks。 另外说我叔叔到新西兰去办事了，
So my uncle has gone to New Zealand on business。
那么我们大家
特别要注意分析和掌握这两个结构的用法。
Have been to, has been to, 意思是表示曾经去过某地，曾经到过某地。例如 ,Have you ever been to Hawaii? 你去过夏威夷吗 ?Have you ever been to Hawaii? Never, never 意思是 I have never been to Hawaii. Have you ever been to? 相当于Did you once visit Hawaii? 你曾经参观过夏威夷吗？你曾经去过夏威夷吗？ So remember, have been to 表示去过某地，而不是表示他这个时候在某地。请比较 Have gone to 和 has gone to 是表示已经到什么地方去了。 For example,Where's your uncle? 你叔叔在哪里? He has gone to New Zealand. 他已经去新西兰了。那么也表示他现在不在这里了。He has gone to New Zealand. Have you ever been to that country? 你曾经去过那个国家吗? No, I've never been there. 不,我从来没去过那个地方。所以这个地方特别要注意 have gone to 和 has gone to 意思是表示已经去什么地方了那么现在呢人不在这里现在在去那个地方的路上或者已经到那个地方了下面我们来通过图例来比较 Look at the man He is walking to the park Then the dialogue is like this Where is Mr. White? He's gone to Green Park He's gone to Green Park. 他们在这个地方讲话，他说他已经去那个 Green Park 了，啊，格林公园去了。So, Mr. White is on the way to the Green Park. 那么他就在去格林公园的路上了，或者是 he is already in the Green Park. 也可能他已经都在格林公园了。So, gone to 表示已经到那个地方去了。请比较啊。那么这位女士同时要问 Have you ever been to that park? 问那位男士你去过那个公园了没有男士回答说 Yes, I've been there before. It was beautiful. 他说我以前去过很漂亮很美的公园。那么这个地方的 been to 表示你曾经去过。So the difference between gone to and been to is like this. Gone to,表示去某地 maybe he or she is on the way to some place or maybe he or she is already in that place and been to 意思是曾经去过 so once went to some place so I have been to Beijing 意思是我去过北京 but now I'm not in Beijing 但是我现在人并不在北京所以这种结构呢往往和我们汉语的表达是非常不相同我们在学习过程中特别要留意这样的啊，就是英语和我们汉语两国文化上在理解上和表述上的一种差异那么如果通过反复的练习和多种的阅读和观察我们一定能够会像外国人一样非常正确的来表述这样一些行为动作下面我们用 been to 和 gone to 来完成下面的练习。 Look, Mr. Brown has blank to the West Hill Farm. He left an hour ago and he's on the way to the farm or on the farm.
那么这个地方是用 been 还是用 gone? 我们要根据上下文来判定。
He left an hour ago.
他一个小时以前离开的。
Maybe he's on the way to the farm, or probably he is on the farm.
或许他现在已经在去农场的路上，或者是已经到了农场。
So here we use been to or gone to. Certainly we must use gone to. So the answer is Mr. Brown has gone to the West Hill farm. He left an hour ago. He's on the way to the farm or on the farm. Now the second. Mr. Brown has blanked to the West Hill farm before. So he won't go there with us tomorrow.
那么从这段的下文可以看到，所以他明天将不和我们一块儿去了。
那 from the context, 我们通过上下文可以判定 ,here we must use been to. So the answer is, Mr. Brown has been to the West Hill farm before, so he won't go there with us tomorrow.
Brown 先生以前曾经去过西山农场，所以明天呢就不和我们一块儿去了。好，在前面的课文里面呢还出现了啊这样的句子。
Bruce has come to Hawaii. Has come to Hawaii.
就是已经来到了夏威夷了。那么现在
,where is Bruce?
那么现在 Bruce 在什么地方呢
?Yes. Bruce is now in Hawaii.
Bruce 现在人就在夏威夷了。
The next. Bruce has been here since last Wednesday. Has been here.
请注意，这个地方不是 has been to Hawaii, 是 has been in Hawaii, has been here. 那么表示一直待在什么地方。那么自从上个星期三起，他一直都待在夏威夷了。请比较
Bruce has been to Hawaii.那么 Bruce has been to Hawaii 表示 Bruce 曾经去过夏威夷。Where is Bruce now? He's not in Hawaii. He is somewhere in another place.
啊，他现在一定在别的什么地方的一个某个位置。So,
has been in Hawaii 和 has been to 也是有区别的。
The next. In the text, we read the sentence. He is notHad a night off for 2 months. 意思是两个月来他从来没有休息过一个夜晚。So,
have a day off, have a night off.
意思是休息什么。
For example, we have 2 days off every week.
我们每个星期都要休息两天。
We have 2 days off every week. The next example.We have never had 2 days off in a week.
意思是在一周里面我们从来都没有休息两天过。
We have never had 2 days off in a week. Well, have you ever had 2 days off in a week? Maybe your answer is no, I haven't.
啊，同学们是否每周都有两天的休息？大多数同学都说
no, I haven't.
那么同学们做什么了呢？
Yes, in many schools, they haveschool on Saturday or on Saturday morning, but I don't think it good.
许多学校在星期六都上课，我认为这个是不好的。
So I think students can go to the park, go to the sea.
啊，我认为孩子们应该到公园去，应该到海边去，到一些啊他们所喜爱的地方去。啊，学会休息，才能够更好的工作。Now, so much for this lesson.